Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 25th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we examine what it means to never be lacking in zeal, but keeping our spiritual fervour. How do we keep our spiritual passion strong? To help us answer this question, we've been looking at Paul's words in Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 to 13. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Have you ever felt a surge of excitement and passion while reading the Bible or listening to a powerful sermon? It's an incredible feeling, isn't it? But here's the thing. It's not enough to just experience that spiritual fervour in the moment. We need to channel that energy into action, into actually doing something for God. In these verses from Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul provides us with guidance on how to maintain our spiritual fervour and spring into action on God's behalf. These verses remind us that nurturing our spiritual fervour requires more than just reading and listening. It's about actively living out our faith and being moved to do something for God. So how can we put these principles into practice? Firstly, we need to cultivate sincere love. Love is the foundation of our faith, and it should guide all our actions. We must hate what is evil and cling to what is good. By aligning our hearts and minds with God's love, we can make a positive impact on those around us. Secondly, we should be devoted to one another in love and honour others above ourselves. This means treating others with kindness, respect, and empathy. When we prioritise the well-being of others, we demonstrate the love of Christ and reflect his character. Thirdly, we must never be lacking in zeal, but keep our spiritual fervour. This requires us to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, using the gifts and talents he's given us. Whether it's volunteering, sharing the gospel, or simply being a listening ear to someone in need, we can make a difference when we serve with passion. Furthermore, we should be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. These attitudes help us navigate the challenges of life with a steadfast faith. By staying connected to God through prayer and trusting in his promises, we can maintain our spiritual fervour even in the most difficult times. Lastly, we're called to share with those in need and practice hospitality. This involves extending a helping hand to those who are less fortunate and opening our hearts and homes to others. Through acts of generosity and hospitality, we demonstrate God's love and create opportunities for meaningful connections. Remember, it's not enough to simply read the Bible or listen to sermons. Let's be moved to do something for God, allowing our lives to be a reflection of his love and grace. By following the principles outlined by Paul in Romans chapter 12, we can keep our spiritual fervour alive and make a lasting impact on the world around us. If you'd like to go deeper with these thoughts today, then this question may help you do so. How can you actively nurture your spiritual fervour and spring into action on God's behalf in your daily life? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, as we look at the power behind our spiritual fervour.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.